Job, chapter 42. Then Job answered Yahweh, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be restrained. You asked, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered that which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I didn't know. You said, listen, now, and I will speak, I will question you, and you will answer me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. It was so, that after Yahweh had spoken these words to Job, Yahweh said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is kindled against you, and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore, take to yourself seven bulls and seven rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, that I not deal with you according to your folly. For you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite went, and did what Yahweh commanded them, and Yahweh accepted Job. Yahweh turned the captivity of Job, when he prayed for his friends. Yahweh gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there to him all his brothers, and all his sisters, and all those who had been of his acquaintance before, and ate bread with him in his house. They comforted him, and consoled him concerning all the evil that Yahweh had brought on him. Everyone also gave him a piece of money, and everyone a ring of gold. So Yahweh blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. He called the name of the first, Jemima, and the name of the second, Keziah, and the name of the third, Kerenhappuch. In all the land were no women found so beautiful as the daughters of Job. Their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. After this Job lived 140 years, and saw his sons, and his sons' sons, to 4 generations. So Job died, being old, and full of days. Book Isarm 1.